In Pakistan, the worst flooding in that country's history has killed at least 1,100 people in the volatile tribal region. Joining us now from Islamabad, Pakistan, is the video and print correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Adam Ellick is joining us. Adam, what are the greatest needs right now for the people there?
Well, the international agencies and the Pakistani government and military are on a mission right now to save lives, lives of people who are trapped on rooftops and in outlying areas. The estimate is that there are up to 10,000 people who are still trapped without drinking water and food. So, in short, the rescue operation is quite intense and active even 3 to 4 days after the floods first start gushing through Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province.
There has been a lot of criticism of the government's response. What's going on behind that frustration?
Well, the frustration is venomous. People in the region known as Khyber Pakhtunkhwa have had a storied and controversial history with the government. They feel quite disconnected. Important to bear in mind that this is the province where the military has been waging a war on terrorism here for the past several years, including last year when more than 3 million Pakistanis were displaced. So in the past year, the military and the government have launched a crusade to sort of win the hearts and minds of people here by rebuilding schools and by providing public services. This slow response and the frustration that has come with it is certain to cause a severe blow to a government that's been trying to nurture these people for several years now.
Talk about what kind of test moment this is for the U.S.-Pakistan alliance.
Well, the U.S. has donated $10 million and a lot of resources, such as helicopters and temporary prefabricated bridges, to try to help the effort. But again, the larger political implications cannot be understated. I mean, the international agencies and the United States and many other of its allies have invested tremendous amounts of money rebuilding infrastructure in this region and trying to win over the people. And this effort, regardless of the slow response, regardless of how difficult it is, it has infuriated the population.
All right. Adam Ellick, we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for joining us. Adam Ellick, a video and print correspondent with our partner, the New York Times. He joined us from Islamabad, Pakistan.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.